everybody. Coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge in the back room of the best cigar shop east of just west of this very location. It's the Cigar Hacks. Better known as a bunch of hacks. Fucking cigars, etc. Alright, our panel of hacks for this installment are... Oh, let's start over here. Let's go over here. We got Sparky.
Hi, how's everybody doing? Here at the Shack, hanging out. A little Sparky update. I just want to say, last Saturday, I officially finished all my classes for my journeyman.
Yay!
So now I just got to send my application in and take the test.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah, brother.
Good luck, dude.
Thank you.
Very nice. In the next seat, we have the GC, who's almost done. How's it going?
Always almost done, buddy. Yeah.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, always almost done. All right, so guys, we're here at the Shack over in Raleigh. This is a good spot.
And I'm nervous.
Oh, you better be, buddy. You better be. So, Will, I got to ask you a question. Why is it that Dwayne Johnson is the only man that can turn a lesbian?
I have no idea.
Because rock beats scissors, brother.
Oh, touche.
All right, and returning from his long hiatus again, it's Reverend Hobby.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's going to be a good one tonight. Looks like we got a good hidden herb. I can't smoke any at the present time, but it looks pretty good. And thanks for tuning us in, and I think you'll enjoy the show.
All right. Ricky's doing it again.
Doing it again.
Hello.
Still doing the intro?
No, you came too soon.
I told you I'd call you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, roughly how long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, call me back.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Suck it, Rick!
Typical Ricky, always coming too soon.
Okay, Pat McGroin.
I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
People ask it hurts you where. I say put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
Pulled his groin.
Well, those videos have been going well. My boss now told me I gotta watch some blowing videos, so now I know how, so I can learn how to leaf blow. So. I'll be watching those this weekend. Perfect. So
blowing and edging, buddy.
And edging. Yeah.
What are you blowing? Eat leaves?
It's an inside joke. You gotta listen to last week's podcast to get it. Oh.
In the peanut gallery.
I have to get a membership.
Tacos
free.
In the peanut gallery's Taco Steve.
Oh, taco like baby. I love tacos. I love tacos. I eat tacos all the time. Give me.
All right. Back of the Shack.
Got it.
Having a good night.
All right.
We got the... Mark. Oh, it's Barnabas. Barnabas. Barnabas.
Thank you guys again for having me on board. Thank you very much.
Right.
Glad to be here. I'll tell you about my one Easter joke. I know it's going to be later for Easter, but the big Easter joke is having the big Last Supper, because it is, we're doing the taping on Good Friday. So there's the Last Supper. The waitress is walking by. Who gets the bill? Jesus raises his hand. No, comes over to me. Grabs the bill, looks at it, and he goes, okay, who's the wise guy that ordered the wine bottle? Yeah, baby.
There you go.
I'm here all week. Try the veal.
I like it.
All right. Wild Will.
Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Guess what, folks? Still ain't working out.
Come on.
Going to the gym.
Going to the gym. But I have lost about 10 pounds.
Hey, all right. Hey,
there you go.
Hey, you took a about 10 minutes ago.
Don't tell my secrets.
Wow. Okay, our special guest, Mike the Cop.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do?
Well, back again. Great to be on the Hacks podcast again. We got some special stuff tonight, and we're at the Shack, which is my home base right here. Love the Shack.
I didn't do
hey,
it.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I love that, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
Number one, 2018. Yep.
Yeah, Big House.
Oh, that's Big House?
Flashback, yeah.
Big House Olivia.
You know my wife's here, Pat, right?
Yeah.
Don't get me in trouble.
It's never stopped you.
All right, in the peanut gallery, we got Lucas over there, the maestro.
Hi, I'm Lucas.
He's over there.
I play music.
Hello, say hello. And then we got the shadow in the back.
Come on, we got the Year of the Dragon coming out. You got to get him on here.
You got to go. All right. Okay.
He's not Chinese. He's Korean.
No, same thing. We got dragons in Korea.
Come on.
All right.
We tried, Lucas. We tried.
All right, this is your humble announcer producer. Oh, we got the shadow. Did I mention that? Joey.
We the got Godfather.
Joey. Yep.
Joey Jojo.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sharp-dressed man. We got Hunter Rick. We got
Billy.
Yankee Bill.
Yeah.
We got Brooklyn Dave.
Joey's here.
Bunch of guys on your
Fresh. We got
Mark was here earlier. Mark. He just left a few minutes ago.
Everybody's
Wait, we got to call Rick.
Somebody shut Mike's mic off.
Yeah. We got Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And this is your humble
These people
producer.
Need to use their church voices. You can't even hear yourself think yet.
This is the humble announcer producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
The man!
And our segments include Hitler, Flying Cigar Review. We've got a special Rocky thing today. It's very special. We'll get to that in a second. And then we get current events in the cigar world. How many you got there, Hav?
Okay, we're down to R tonight. We got 18.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. That's a lot of stuff.
We've
got
stuff.
Local Spotlight Cigar Lounge Review. We're here at the Shack Party for the Hell of It 3.0, where we had music from Frank Steelfingers. And lots of food and all that good stuff. And lots of nice drinks. And then we got Controversy Corner, where we expose the ugly underbelly of possible truth, long read, hidden earth reveal, hidden earth recap. Find us all the internet, usual places, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, cigarhex.com.
Facebook. Yo, Mark, I got to give you something here. You know, you got the Easter jokes, you know. I got to love it, and I respect it, you know, as the joker of the crew. Yeah.
Thank you. That's what we're calling you.
All of our listeners, I want you to use your imagination about what I'm about to say here. So, Mark, why is it that Jesus lands all the chicks?
Why is it that Jesus lands all the chicks?
Like this.
Yikes. Well, you know what? You know why they're the Catholic schools, if you went to parochial school, they were big on math, right?
Yep.
Because they nailed the guy to the plus sign.
Plus sign.
It's right in the lobby.
Plus sign.
We're going to hell.
We're all big time.
All right.
On Good Friday, you guys are definitely going to hell.
Hobby, do the troops real quick here.
Okay, we want to shout out to the men and women in uniform that are defending our freedom all over the United States and overseas. We want to shout out to all the police officers, the boys in blue. City, state, federal, also to the EMS, EMTs, fire departments, just keep doing your good job and saving everybody. I know I got saved by them, so just keep on doing a good job and be safe.
Okay, so you guys want to light the cigar or call Ricky?
Okay,
let's do both.
Let's light the cigar first.
Well, let's call Ricky while we're lighting the cigar.
All right.
So who's going to talk about this cigar? I think it's going to be Mike.
I think I will.
All right, Mike, what do we got?
So we are tonight smoking something. I think I'm safe saying I don't think any other podcast in the country or world is smoking this before us tonight. This is our brand new Gold Label cigar. It's coming out. I think it's going to be shipping sometime late May. Beautiful cigar. We can tell you. You want me to talk about the blend now, too?
Yes, please.
So let's light them up first.
Yeah, we'll light them up.
Right. So we got
I get some like
these are fresh from PCA. We released it. PCA as far as telling everybody about it, and we didn't have a whole lot. We got some bundles kind of air freighted over to us, so we didn't have a ton of them to go. And I talked to Rocky and told him I was doing the Hacks podcast, and he said, absolutely, make sure you bring enough to do the show.
This has a fantastic draw on the cold draw. It's
the cold draw is amazing on this cigar.
I got some spice from it.
I got a little leathery.
Okay, let's light them up.
So light them up.
tribute to Ricky.
Ricky, how do you like your cigar?
I got to call. Let's get him in.
Mm. Guys, don't talk over one another.
Yeah. Remember, we've got to get the weather report.
You guys are still talking over each other. Come
I
on.
See that you're still talking over
hack
one
land.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
Hey.
We just lit up.
I see you're still talking over us.
We're just lighting up our special Hidden Herf here.
Okay. Is Chuck Roast in that group?
No.
Negative. No, not here. He'll be here later.
Okay.
He'll be coming later. But,
so you just got me to talk over you.
So Mike just came back from the PCA.
Yeah.
And he brought us the Rocky Gold.
Oh, get one for me.
Nope, there's no more left. Your brother's smoking the last ones.
Oh, my God.
Rick, this is Mike. Don't worry, brother. I got you covered. I already got one put aside for you.
Thank you, Mike.
I got
thank
one put aside
you.
For you.
He says that now.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Hey, that's awesome. So listen, who's in the background? It's
everybody.
Loud as hell.
There's a lot of people here. Like, they're
who's the Shadow?
Oh, Shadow's in the house.
Yep.
Hey, did you tell Shadow that there's Lanceros in the Decade?
Yep.
Yeah, he was shocked.
Yeah. Does he want some? I'll bring some home.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah, I'll bring some home to him.
Those are old school, man. We only did one run of those. And it was a special promotion where, if retailers bought so many boxes a decade, they got a little bit of that. And it's amazing. It's got the Maduro wrapper on it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's sick.
This guy's got ALR1s.
Wow. Well, he doesn't have any anymore, right, Ricky?
Guess what he doesn't have?
What?
Gold label. We do.
Hey, listen, gold so label. I want to introduce you all to the owner of the Cigar Quarters. Since we mention them every single week.
Yeah. Well, Anthony's been
okay.
on before.
That's a great place, right? Down in Florida?
It's a great place. It's
tell them everybody
City.
Rocky says hello.
Rocky Patel says hello. Hello. So I want to introduce you to Anthony, and he is the owner of the Cigar Quarters.
Okay. Anthony?
Hey. How y'all gentlemen doing?
Hey, Anthony. How you been? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yes, sir. I've been loving living life, brother.
Yeah, it's good. I hear you have a birthday coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday.
I don't think we're going to sing.
You're having a special.
I hope not.
You're having a special birthday event there.
Yes, sir.
On April 19th?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. I saw that. We got that in current events today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank y'all very much for everything you guys do.
Hey, Anthony, I'm sorry I missed you down in Florida. I went to your lounge, and it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Really cool place. I got to come down next year to see your new location. I'm excited for it.
Oh, definitely. We're excited about it, and we appreciate the fact that you even took time out of your schedule to visit there.
Well, Ricky dragged me there, so I didn't have much options. So
Yeah. Rick would do that.
Yeah, yep, yeah. No, but it was a nice place. The your wife was very lovely, and the other gentleman you have there working, he was very helpful. So it was
a nice
place, and very cozy, but modern. And I'm excited to see how it turns out the next place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So it sounds like you guys are partying over there. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, who's your rep down there? Who you have making calls on you down there from Rocky?
For Rocky, actually, I'm getting Rocky stuff from Phillips and King.
Oh, man, we got to talk. We got some good guys down there, man. We got Jose. What city is it again?
Haines City, that's Polk County.
So down outside of Miami?
No, that's
in between Tampa and Orlando.
Yeah, so you got our guy Kevin, man. He's awesome. So
okay.
Talk to Rick. Get my number from Rick. He'll give it to you. Give me a buzz, and would like to bring you into our family as a direct customer and be a part of the Rocky Patel family.
Oh, that'll be awesome, man. That'll be an honor.
We'll get Kevin to come down, get a nice event, a promo going or something, and start rocking and rolling.
Amen.
So if you didn't know, Anthony, you're talking to Rocky's right-hand man right now, Mike the Cop. This guy is, he might as well just be Rocky Patel.
I'm his
Rocky.
Stepson, but that's all right.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Anthony, this is Mark speaking. I just wanted to ask you, what's your address down in Haines City?
Yeah, it's 344 East Main Street.
Haines City.
Is that 344 East Main Street, Haines City.
That's your current location?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Points of interest that are nearby so we can find your establishment.
It's right next to the
They have a really good massage parlor, like on the next strip mall down the street.
Oh, Bob Crafto's all over that one. Yeah.
The Asian one, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a nice little spot next door.
You know that spot, right? You can have a cigar, relax, and then, get a foot massage.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
So what's this with the new location? It's the first time I'm hearing this.
The new location is this old Masonic lodge that was closed down. Two-story building, has a basement in it. We're going to, on the first floor, we're going to have our cigar lounge and a full restaurant. Second floor, we're going to have an art gallery, a VIP room, and a pottery. And down in the basement, that's where we're going to store a lot of our cigars that we're going to get, like the house cigars, and also have a little game room down there, like pool table, dominoes, a poker table, and stuff like that down there.
Nice. Sounds amazing.
You're going to call it the dungeon?
We call it the den.
The den.
So how far from Tampa when I come down for the Bucks games? How far do I got to drive to get down there?
40 minutes.
Oh, God,
about that.
Perfect.
With no traffic.
We'll be seeing you soon.
Hour with traffic.
Do you have a website that we can go and check out?
Yes, it's H, as in Harry, C's in Charlie, quarters.com.
H-C quarters. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and if you're in the area, it's worth checking out. It's a beautiful lounge. It's got some cool stuff in there. Stuff you've never heard of. Boutique brands, you know.
Very boutique. Almost all boutique.
Yep.
Except for Rocky.
Alrighty.
Very good. So what are you doing in Tampa?
Right now, we're just hanging out with Nurse Rick, seeing him off. You know, he's leaving out on Sunday.
Yep.
Good friend of ours. So, you know, he said, come out and hang out with us. So, you know, we found some coverage at the lounge, and we're here spending the afternoon, the evening with Rick.
That's very nice of you to say, because most people say they're trying to kick him out.
Hey, you guys bring us awesome business. You give us, you know, you're promoting us out there. It's the least I can do to return the favor.
Absolutely.
There you go.
How many raspberry lime Rickies, his signature drink, has he had so far?
Right now he's working on coffee, so he's getting warmed up.
Very nice. All right, Anthony, it's good talking with you, man.
Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to you, man. You guys be safe, and thank y'all very much for everything you do.
Take care, thank you.
There's a quick sidelight. I love the retrohale on this. It's amazing.
Yeah, great retrohale.
This cigar's
going to
crush it.
Nice and airy draw.
Still there?
Yep, we're here.
Hey, boys.
Hey. Oh, hey, buddy. Hey, Ricky.
You want? Yeah?
We need the weather report.
Well, I'm in shorts. Fabian's in shorts.
Fabian's always shorts.
That's hey, Fabian.
How warm is it outside?
He was shorts when he was up here for Acropolis.
It's 69 degrees right now, fellas.
Nice. Uh-huh. It's about what it is here.
Yeah.
It's really 68, but he had to say 69. You know.
Oh, really?
We know Rick.
I mean, Lucas is up here wearing shorts, so I mean,
he's always wearing shorts too.
Lucas is always there. It'll be 30 degrees and Lucas wears shorts,
just like Fabian.
Yep,
big time. I can't wait to see you guys.
Couple more days.
I'll be there next Friday.
Almost done.
Yep. Couple more days, buddy. Couple more days.
Yeah. I'm going to be in detox next Friday. If you can send me a card, a postcard or something.
we got a lot of people here. There's like 12 of us in here for my last night.
On your wife.
There you go.
Hey, Rick, I couldn't handle that.
Hey, I'm sitting here with Jim from Two Guys. One of the guys that goes to the
Cigar Authority. You're there with Big Jim?
His friend Marshall.
Jim Cook?
Big Jim's there?
Mike, hello.
Big
Jim. From Two Guys. How you doing tonight?
I don't know.
That's not Big Jim.
Yeah,
it's a different Jim.
I hear you have quite the party going on. Tell me what's going on,
Jim. What Two Guys do you work at?
Two Guys? I just spend more time there than some of the workers. But it's in Salem. I've met you in Salem.
We like you better because Big Jim doesn't spend money, but you do.
That's good.
We love Big Jim. Well, he's the best.
All right. Well, guys,
this is David.
Dave, I didn't recognize your voice at first. But look,
because they didn't say anything.
I haven't said anything yet, that's why.
It's a little background now he's going on here as well, but I think you guys may have won that competition.
We had a lot of people.
Oh, we win. Yep. We definitely win.
Mm-hmm. Yep, live lounge podcast.
It's not as noisy.
Can't do it's anything about it.
Not as bad as Ash.
Yeah, not as bad as last week. But yeah.
Where were you last week?
Ash.
So really Ash lively in there. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I've sent the phone back to Rick. You guys have a good one.
Okay.
You
thank
too.
You. Too.
Thanks, Jim. Yep.
Thanks, Jim.
This is perfect. Hey, wait till you we get cats. To the right ends.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
When you say Big Jim, specify who the f*** you're talking about.
Oh, not
there's
a
only
problem.
One Big Jim at two guys.
There's only there's one Big one Jim at two guys.
Yeah.
This is Little Jim.
Yeah
what
that's
the
not Big Jim.
That's Slim Jim. We want a Big Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, Big Jim. Big Jim is probably drunk by now.
Yeah.
So are we.
Up by Seabrook.
So
don't judge.
I got a couple of real estate agents. I got the lovely Kim is here. Chahara's here.
Yeah. Chahara. Oh, yeah. Wife.
We got a lot. And Brad's here.
She got a magic carpet.
Chahara.
Chahara. She got a magic carpet.
Is Bree there too?
Chahar.
Whatever. It's still close in the enough. Aladdin realm.
Drop dead gorgeous, fellas.
All right. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
It's the GC.
Yes.
Tell Chahara there that Pat wants to ride her magic carpet.
Yeah, great.
All right, Ricky.
God bless you guys. I'll
hey,
see
Ricky.
You all soon in the week.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's great talking to you, buddy.
Good talking.
I love
Shadow.
You.
Always a pleasure.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's like 10 minutes of cut right there.
Yep.
Yep.
You got it.
Yeah. I already know.
You got it.
Could you please right. shut Mike's
mic off?
Off.
Yeah. Right. We can do that. Okay, so what's up next is the mailbag.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Let me guess mailbag. Who it's from.
We got Mr.
My buddy.
Nick wrote in.
Oh, Nick.
And
have you actually met him yet, Alex?
No.
That'll be a fun time to
right?
see.
Right? That'll be a good time.
Oh, we have mailbag music. We've got to put that on.
Yes. Yep. Put it in the butt.
That's not it.
Nope.
We gotta it's put over
it,
here.
Put it in her butt.
Although, it is what Alex wants to do to him, light him up.
There you go.
Hostile.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, Miserable Nick writes in. Email titled, Hacky Awards, Mistakes Were Made, Part 2.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, he's still going on.
Let it go, buddy. Let it go.
Yo, look, this is an email I did not want to write. But like the man says,
baloney.
You got to give the people what they want. Believe me, I would rather be complaining about how badly you guys screwed up the podcast during Hackapalooza. I would rather be complaining about how shocking and sad it is that Dave has completely lost control of his own podcast. I'd rather be talking about how much I love the new bit during the intros when one of the hacks tells an overlong joke with a fairly obvious punchline, further delaying the lighting of the cigars. But I can't do that. Do you know why I can't do that? Because the people out in the world still ask me why corrections haven't been made and I haven't been given the hacky award yet that I've rightfully earned. Every single time I walk into a cigar lounge, people ask me why I wasn't named one of the new hacks of the year. On Friday night, I was up in the club macking some hoes and tearing up the dance floor when some college girls approached me with tears streaming down their faces, telling me I should have won Cigar Rep of the Year. Fun fact, apparently the podcast is popular in sorority houses all over the country.
Oh, hey, really? I might have a chance.
Okay, there you go, Pat.
Here we go. Now,
I was Pat, you might actually get a date out of that.
Yeah. I was in the gym the other day.
Yeah, right.
I guess you didn't see Bill.
Bill was still in the men's room.
Uh-huh. Yep. Let's see. I was in the gym the other day. Tell Pat it wasn't Planet Fitness.
Oh, wait. Did he say he was in the gym or he was inside gym?
GYM. Gym. Okay. I was in the gym the other day. Tell Pat it wasn't Planet Fitness. Putting up sick weight on the bench press when the other bodybuilder types asked me why Ricky has to constantly call in from Florida with terrible phone connection, unable to follow the conversation, and then putting some random knucklehead sitting next to him on the podcast for the world's most awkward conversation.
True death.
I won't disagree with you on
yeah,
that.
You are right on that. Okay, I honestly didn't have an answer for any of them. And this isn't me complaining, it's the people. I'm not some insecure guy with low self-esteem who needs validation from every person in the world. So I'm going to complain every day of my life.
I think that was an Aganosa reference right there. Yeah. Validation.
Yep. I'm going to complain every day of my life because I had the vote stolen from me, even though the elections have been stolen since the beginning of time. I've moved on. But people out there, they're still disappointed over the Hack's board of directors screwing up the Hacky Awards. Please justify this to the people.
All right.
Miserable Nick.
You know what, Nick?
In Providence. So, wait a minute. P.S. Can we get Mustang Mike back to do Controversy Corner? I genuinely love to contribute to the show, but as I'm sure you've noticed, I'm running out of topics to write about.
All right, Nick. All right. I got something to say to you, buddy.
All right.
I'm the GC here, since you like to pick on me. That's all good. It's all good, buddy. So I'm going to throw this out there, bud. You know what?
Not the address.
If you, yeah, you know what? I'll give you my address. I'll give you
he's not for that.
I'll give you my girlfriend's address. That's where I usually am. I don't care. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Just call up to Derry, New Hampshire. I'll find you. Hey. Believe me. We'll make it happen, buddy.
Just look for the black cloud.
We'll have a good time. You know what? I pay f***ing rent at Twins. Just show up at Twins in Londonderry. I'll be there. But all I got to tell you is, you know what, bud? You don't like the jokes. You think they're long. This, that. Whatever. You know what? Hey, show up, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do better.
Yeah.
Do better. That's all I got to tell you, bud. Do better. That's all you got to do. Show up. That's it.
You took that really personal.
You know what? Hey, I'm just going to call bull when I see it. That's it. That's it.
That's what we do.
That's right.
And with the controversies, someone's got to pick up the slack. So.
Well, hold on. So I got a good one with this whole controversy thing. It's like, all right, you know, you want Mustang Mike on and dude, I love Mustang Mike, and he has a lot of great controversy topics. But, Nick, why don't you just watch Fox News? There you go, buddy. There's your controversy. That's all you need to watch. And you can have a little conversation with yourself in your tiny little studio, wherever the f*** you live. Right? Sit there, pull on your dick. Have a nice time, buddy. Good luck.
Wow.
Wow. Again, I live in Derry, New Hampshire. Come on up. Twins. I pay rent there. Just show up. We'll have a conversation.
He shouldn't be hiding behind a keyboard anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
He showed up at Hackapalooza.
Alex,
he did show up at Hackapalooza.
Oh.
Came to the Cigar Authority.
Yeah, you weren't there for that part of that one.
Came to the Cigar Authority. And
didn't
then
come to Derry.
And then we went to Plastow Cigar.
He didn't come to Derry.
He didn't come to Derry, though.
No.
He stayed on the 125.
Alex, please tell me how you really feel.
No, I know what happened. He didn't come to Derry because it was past his bedtime. He had to go to bed too soon.
That's right.
Whoa, we all went down to Rhode Island. He had to cut it short at like 5.
Yeah, right.
You
exactly.
know, can't hang with the crew.
It was 9, but that's okay. All right. Anyway, moving on.
It's 5 o'clock.
So how do you like your cigars, gentlemen?
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Great cigar.
It's really good. I'm a little shocked by it's not as medium plus as I thought it would be. Maybe my palate.
Who told you it was medium plus?
So let me bring this up. I was doing my research, and so I was watching some PCA videos, and Max, we all know Max, spoke about this cigar, and he described it as medium plus. He also said it was an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Is that correct?
My Max?
Yeah,
your Max.
That's,
yeah,
no, that's not correct because we had, so we've talked about this before on the show. When we're putting a cigar together, we get a bunch of different blends. So Rocky calls on the factory to make. Yeah. We get the blend, and then we do different sizes, shapes, and different wrappers. So we did. We had a blend going on, and we were leaning there and leaning here. And this is not Ecuadorian Sumatra; it's an Ecuadorian Habano.
Okay, yeah, that's what I saw on the website.
It's all a Habano.
So I just want to make sure that's correct.
Believe me, we were all like unsure of which the final one was right up to the last minute.
But he did say it was medium full, and it says on the website medium
to
full.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, if you're going by a 1 to 10, I think it's kind of like a 7. I think, too, we suffer from, you know, like me, Pat. I mean, I like really, like, rich, that Nicaraguan flavor. So our palates start to get really used to having that really rich flavor. So when you smoke something like this, to us, it's like, maybe it's more just like a medium one or something.
I would say this is a solid medium. I mean, it has the Connecticut broadleaf, right?
It's got a Connecticut broadleaf and a Connecticut shade binder.
Yeah.
And it's got some really nice, rich Nicaraguan tobacco from our farms in Esteli.
It also says Mexican on the website. It's not Mexican?
No.
All right. Because, Max did say it was Connecticut shade and...
Yeah. Well, the final blend that we release that's coming out that you guys are smoking now, it's an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. It has Connecticut shade and broadleaf binder and Nicaraguan tobaccos.
Right.
That's the final blend. But... That's what happens because chatter happens and we're doing different test blends. We're coming down to the final two or three and people ask about that. Oh, we think it's going to be this, going to be that.
Much,
But this is the final blend right here.
Understood.
I enjoy it. I smoked a lot of it during PCA, probably too much. As you can tell, my voice is off.
Thank
but
God.
I think I'm with you. I think it's more of a really nice, rich flavored medium versus somebody walking in and saying, here's a medium to full.
So we had the Dark Star earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
This is one step above that, I think, as far as
definitely,
strength.
The Dark Star is barely a medium for me. I think it's more towards, it's like if a 1 to 5 is a medium, I'm getting the Dark Star like a 3.5. And I love
not
it.
Not even a 3.5.
Yeah.
So not to pick on you. It's just, I like this. I like what we're smoking now. I would say, medium, a light medium, but a medium.
Says the LFD guy. Yeah,
exactly.
I know. You like that rich like
I
me.
Do, I do.
I'm with you.
Yep, we're
I'm
in the same
you,
boat. I enjoy this. The Dark Star, I gave it 3 shots, and I couldn't get into it. It wasn't
my
cup of tea.
The Dark Star is absolutely not in your profile.
No.
I know, because you and I like the same stuff. So
I
respect it for what it is. I would smoke that on a golf course all day long. You know, a lot of people smoke
Vintage 99s. I don't even know if I go that far. But, again, I smoke good stuff on a golf course, too. It's just, it's just, the Dark Star, for me, it didn't hit the flavor profile I was looking for.
Yep.
I would consider it more of a light flavor aspect. If I was introducing somebody into cigars, and let's say, and I'm actually picking on a good friend of mine, Kyle, I just got him into cigars only about a month ago.
That's good.
I've been giving him some lighter stuff. He actually gave me a white label. He really loved that.
Mm-hmm.
The next step I would give him would be a Dark Star, because I think that would be something more in his profile.
I think that's spot on, actually, for me.
Yep. But on a personal, it didn't hit me. So I couldn't get into it.
I wouldn't even expect it to.
So good. So
know what you like,
Do you see this, Mike? Joey, little Joey's hitting on your wife right now.
We already
he is actually. He's got that little hit on smile going on.
I
heard he's like a tripod.
Be careful. He's only little in stature.
Oh, you see the size of the kid's feet? That's all you need to look at.
Yeah,
if she starts looking down at his feet, I'm gonna be like, "What the f- going on here?"
We got another call in here.
Uh oh. Can you please shut Mike's mic off?
What are we all drinking tonight anyways? We don't talk about this tonight.
All right, so I started off with Buffalo Trace tonight, but Mike came on and he had a nice bottle of Eagle Rare.
Yeah, it's good
which
stuff.
Which is pairing very nicely with this gold label that we're smoking.
I agree.
So how was the Smuggler's Notch, too?
The Smuggler's Notch was good. So my brother Sparky over here says Smuggler's got a little bit of a bite to it. I tried it straight, no ice. There's a little bite. I don't know. I would want more. Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Trace was hitting me really good tonight, truthfully.
Yep. Yeah.
But this Eagle Rare is amazing.
What I would really pair with this, one of my favorites, is an E.H. Taylor. Even the small batch. E.H. Taylor small batch would be really nice. A little bit of extra caramel in there, and then you have the flavors in this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me going on bourbon. I'm a huge
I got an Elijah
guy.
Craig in there.
Yeah.
Elijah
Which
Craig.
Which one, the small batch?
Or? Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just. I had some Buffalo Trace trying that out, and just drinking IPAs. We had some Treehouse earlier, and I had some True North local brewery too. So
you know who you want to suck up to is Tracy. She works at Treehouse.
I know.
That's
we were
my Treehouse
earlier.
Connection.
He's just trying to get a distraction from Joey.
Yeah. Apparently, Joey doesn't like redheads because he's all over my brunette over there.
So, Treehouse came out with
if he gets his step stool out and tries to give her a hug, that's it. I'm going over there.
So Treehouse actually in Tewksbury, they opened up a golf course last year.
Yeah. Awesome.
And, well, they bought the golf course.
Yes, they bought it. They opened it up. They kind of made it their own thing.
Yep.
We need to do a podcast.
Sparky and myself, we decided to hit that up with a couple of buddies.
Yeah, they need
well maintained.
It is well maintained.
It's a par nine. It's a nine hole.
Yeah. So my first impressions of it was a golf course that was run by people that don't golf. It seems like.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, obviously, cigar smoking podcast. They technically do not allow smoking on anywhere on the grounds.
And trust me, like. Nate, the owner of it, I've been going to Treehouse since it was the garage operation, like drinking their beers. He's an awesome guy and everything. It's just not their thing.
Yeah.
I wish it was because, man, imagine sitting, even if it was like in the way back, like out of the way from everybody having a cigar over there. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, we still did.
Oh, we had a great time.
Are they telling you no on the course?
Yeah.
Technically,
I smoked like three cigars last time I played over there.
So
the
same with us.
Their starter is a retired lieutenant. From a police department over that way. Really good guy. So as long as you're being respectful and you're not like throwing your cigars all over the place, you're out there on your own.
Yeah, not lighting the wood.
I mean, I can't speak for them. I know that they don't want it.
If you throw the starter a cigar, they kind of leave you alone.
Yeah. Great spot. So I'll give you guys a little bit of trivia. The first person ever to buy a beer on the golf course at the Treehouse Golf Course in Tewksbury?
You.
Me. So my daughter loves to golf. She's actually better than me, which isn't saying much. I'm not that good. But so when it opened up, the day it was opening, she wanted to get a tea time. So her and her husband and myself, we had a tea time. But we knew from Tracy and all that they weren't going to start selling beer. I think it was 10 o'clock. So it was tea time, 7, 8, 9. But you couldn't get beers until 10. Yeah. So we booked a 10 o'clock tea time. And I was literally standing at the bar waiting. And they're all there, all the owners, everybody's all there. And they're waiting. You're waiting to get the first beer. I'm like, yeah, I am waiting to get the first beer. And the guy's like, all right, 10 o'clock. You ready? Yep. And I got the first beer, and I said,
"Hey, right. Mike, I'm glad."
That doesn't get me anything in life, but satisfaction is I love Treehouse.
Absolutely. I'm glad you specified your daughter and her husband because I was going to say if she needed a partner to play golf with, I would have offered.
So, Pat, you wanted to know
because I get a good stroke.
I got kids all over the place. So if you're looking for, you know,
well, she likes to spend time in the beach. There you go.
You want to know what people are drinking? I have to ask Harvey and Mark how their waters are.
Oh yeah, well yeah.
You can't mess with Javi because Javi's recovering.
I know.
So he cannot smoke or drink anything.
Yep.
Right, Javi?
I have.
Yep.
So you get a mulligan.
I'll tell you, this would pair very nicely with the Elijah Craig. It would, you know, the small batch.
We might have to try that next. Because this
I will definitely try it with it. Yeah, the Eagle Rare would be a good fit, but the Elijah Craig small batch will bring out with a little bit of sweetness in there. It'll add to the cigar. Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting about the cigar? It's got some flavors I've never had. Like it's a very
unique blend. Like I can speak for our line. We're using Connecticut Shade, Connecticut Broadleaf in a binder. We don't do that often.
Nobody does.
That's not something. You know, I can't honestly. I don't know everybody's lines.
Right.
You know, I'm concentrating on us. I mean, I know a lot of stuff, but I can't speak for every company what they do. Well, I just know we don't do that a lot. And when we do it, it's f***ing awesome. I love it.
Well, I find there's a lot of good cigars that people use the wrapper as the binder. Like a San Andreas binder and like something else as a wrap, like something like that, where I'm like, I'm surprised this hasn't been done before, a higher price point maybe, but, you know, it's different. It adds a different layer of complexion to it, which I really like.
I think Rocky hit the nail on it because, honestly, like, having tried some of the other test blends, and I love Sumatra, but I think the Sumatra wrapper on this blend kind of overpowered a little bit.
It overpowered
a little bit that Connecticut Broadleaf and Shade binder.
Yeah.
And then once you put the Habano on there, it allowed that Connecticut to shine a little bit.
Yeah,
and that's what you're tasting.
Yeah.
And it is different. It's different than a lot of things you smoke
in
online.
You guys don't have too many Habanos or Ecuadorian Habanos, right?
I mean, we have enough, but we do a lot of San Andreas these days, and we're doing a lot of Sumatra in different ways. Yeah. We got some Habanos. One of my favorite Habanos is the 15th anniversary. I love that cigar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a nice Habano wrapper on it. People forget about it because it's been around, 28 years or something?
Yeah.
But it's a great cigar.
Yeah, it is.
18, I mean, not 28, 18.
18 years. It's good smoke. This is really, for those at home that are listening to our podcast, this is a box press, which is very rare. You know, Rocky has a lot of box presses, so if you're looking for a cigar and you're looking for it, it is a box press. It gives it a good construction.
A Robusto, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Robusto size.
And price point, guys, so... We have Robusto Torres 60 at $11, $12, $13 a stick, MSRP. Okay. That's without you know, in Mass, we got 40% tax. Right. New York, God bless you, I'm sorry. They have 75%. And then we have a half Corona that's $9.75. So I really like the price point for what you're getting, the flavors. I think it's going to hit the mark.
Is that like the Disciple half Corona? Is
it the same size, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that
it's a little firecracker because, again, you're getting a lot more wrapper to the filler.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I would like to try that just
I'll tell you.
For kicks.
It's a little firecracker. I like it.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little.
Okay, so I'm drinking the dark rye here from Corsair.
Oh, nice.
Made in Nashville. It's very good. Goes good with this cigar.
Ooh.
My Coke is going wonderful with it.
Yeah. I got to say, I hate to tap in on something totally off topic, but Harv, you always do the thank you for the troops and all that stuff with the law enforcement. It's been weighing on me heavy the last couple of days. Yeah. We could do this every podcast we do, but NYPD lost a brother, one of our brothers, Officer Diller, and his wake was today. They had a wake yesterday. His funeral's tomorrow. So all our brothers and sisters out there in law enforcement and such, keep that family in their mind.
It was nice to see three presidents.
Do not get me going, Pat.
Yeah.
Don't get me going.
That's controversy time.
I mean, you could tell everybody what it was because I can't even talk about it because I'll get so fired up.
Yeah.
But he was a true hero in what he represented. Great guy, family man, and out there serving the people of New York City and taken away by a guy with, you know, 21 convictions on his record. Which,
what was he doing on
as a retired police officer, it just makes my blood boil.
Go ahead.
No. Not to put you on the spot, but, you know, after the podcast, we could talk about it more if you're interested. The company that I work for, one of the bosses, he's actually a board member for a nonprofit called Swim of the Mission. Mm-hmm. And 100% goes to all the veterans of Navy SEALs, just Navy SEAL veterans, 100%. And, you know, we do a lot of big things. We did a big event with Twins about a month ago.
Huh?
It was a big hit. And I'd love to
talk
to
you. You don't have to ask. Let's just figure it out.
Let's talk after the show. And
people on this podcast that listen, you guys know where I come from, how I got involved with Rocky. I met him as a police officer with a couple of buddies, Kevin the Shadow being one of them, and became friends. But the way our company treats our military, law enforcement, firefighters, you know, first responders, i.e. the nurses and doctors out there that are, you know, doing their thing, that's our company. I'm looking at the sign right now, Rocky Patel Homegrown Hero sign. It's got all the branches represented, police, fire. So anything we can do as a company to support efforts like that, like we're in. I'll do whatever I can. And
After the show, I'll give you some details, and we'll talk about it. And I think you'll be really intrigued on what
absolutely.
We do.
I've only
heard it three times.
But everybody, keep Officer Diller and his family in your minds this weekend. We're gonna enjoy our Easter weekend, and there's a mom with a 1-year-old boy out there that her husband's not going to be at that table. It hurts.
Well, there's a lot of those. You know,
no, we could do it every week. We could do it twice a week. We could do it three times a week.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
This one just hurts because it's happening right now. And
right. Yeah.
It's on the media, and, you know.
Well, it connects to your heart, too, obviously. Yeah. To everyone, really.
Okay, moving along in the news section. New England Cigar Expo tickets are going to go on sale in a month.
All right.
Rocky's going to be there.
That's right.
Confirmed.
He's coming.
He's coming. Okay. He's confirmed.
Is Max coming too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. And then,
it's always special when Rocky's in the house. Always fun. Special.
And, they have a Friday only ticket this year.
Yeah.
Saturday only or a 2-day. And so we'll see how that works out. If all the 2 days go and they sell out Friday, there won't be a Friday only. It's only if there's available space.
And don't miss it. The tickets are limited. Some people kind of hesitated and missed out last year. And if you were there last year, you know we had Bill Burr.
Yep.
You know, MCN. We had the micro wrestling, I guess is a politically correct way to say it. Yep. It was an amazing time. We had a blast. Yep. And this year, I'm not certainly in a position to talk about it, but there's some crazy stuff that's going to happen, some good surprises. You're going to want to be there. Yep. It's going to be fun.
It's the weightlifting competition this year.
Oh, so that's out. I didn't even know. That's why I'm not saying nothing, because I didn't know.
It's out. It's
but
out.
There's some stuff happening behind the scenes that has never been done before. And I think that people are going to get a real kick out of it.
Yep. So, you know, it's
where's my compliment?
It's funny you say the weightlifting competition of this.
Strongman.
Because,
like
the strongman stuff. April 14th. I actually signed up for an event that we're doing at our gym, believe it or not.
It's a Sunday, right?
Yeah, it is a Sunday. So Rogue International, they're a big supplier. They make weightlifting equipment, weights, all that stuff. They're based out of, I believe, Ohio. But they put on an event, and it's an online event that our gym's going to sponsor.
Nice.
And I just started coaching for that gym about 2 weeks ago. I signed up for this event. The reason why I signed up is if you win the event in your class, you actually win a T-shirt, and you can actually win some cash, too, if you can get into the club. And when I say the club, they have three different clubs.
It's not 50 Cent.
Nope. They have three different clubs. You can make the 1,000-pound club, the 1,200-pound club, or the 1,500-pound club. And what that is in 1 hour's time, you have to build to your one rep max bench press, one rep max squat, one rep max deadlift. And out of those three weights, if you can manage 1,000 pounds,
you're in the club.
Altogether, you're in the 1,000-pound club. So I'm
so you do like
I'm signing
4-4-2
up
or something.
I'm signing up for the 1250 club.
Oh man.
I did my math for what I can do right now, and I am over 1250. Not by much. 1500 is a little bit of a stretch for me. But for what I've been lifting for the past 6 months, I'm right in that like 1300 range. So I'm signing up for the event.
That's sick,
and we're going to hit that up.
Good luck, Alex.
How many 12-ounce curls do you have to do to practice at?
I'm going to sign up for the 50-pound club.
Alex, if you fail, we'll still give you a participation trophy.
Oh, I appreciate it. But, you know,
do you take sponsors?
There's no failing. I'll take a sponsor. Absolutely. So
maybe Rocky Patel will sponsor
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? I'll smoke the guys the night before. I'll still lift the weight.
So we'll get your Rocky Patel shirt to wear during your lifts and stuff. I love it.
So, I'm in. If you want some better entertainment, April 13th at Murphy's Bar in Manchester, New Hampshire, Mama McGroin has a stand-up comedy set she's going to be performing on April 13th. Nice. I don't know exactly the time. But
is that your mom?
My mother.
No.
Yeah, April 13th. Come up to Manchester at Murphy's.
So this is a full weekend. You can have you can have some comedy the night before.
Yeah.
You can
and then
watch,
even more comedy the next day.
Absolutely.
When
watch some guys some weight, lift some weights.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you,
I'm going to be on the Icon of the Seas with the warden and the kids.
Yes.
1,300 pounds in an hour is nothing for me.
All right.
So I got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
the next item is the Original Cigar and Bar in North Conway has new management.
Finally.
They do.
Yeah,
so they do. I just talked to the guy today. Yeah,
Bringing
good.
Some more Rockies.
It's a great spot. I mean, it's so like rustic and old school, and the regulars that are there are like, you know, just really cool. Yeah,
exactly. It is a good spot.
It's a good spot. Yeah. You got to check that place out.
That used to be a yearly stop for us.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I told the story.
And Brian, the guy that used to own it. Awesome guy. It's sad to see him leave the industry.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to talk to him to find out what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a solid, really good guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he's doing something fun.
And then Tarabosh Cigars out in Peabody.
Yep.
You get a big order going down there, I understand.
You heard that?
Yeah, Nancy showed it to me. It's like this gigantic list of stuff.
There's going to be a whole big case of Rockies over there.
As much as here or not as much?
No, it's a shack, man. Come on. It's not as much as here.
So,
Is Alex pulling a Patrick right now?
Yeah.
He's
going to shake the dew off his lily.
He did
I'll be next. So
that was like what's that thing where you put all the things in there and you got to go in and out of them?
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys don't know that? You put the elastics on your hand and then you put them in and out.
Oh,
and
Jacob's ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Cat's Cradle.
Well, yeah.
Cat's Cradle. Okay.
We took his mic off.
It's time for the current events. Jave, what do you say?
Oh, we ready to go?
Ready. Let's do it.
Okay, folks, we're going to start off at Plasto Cigar, Plasto, New Hampshire, the Masters event 2024 with three Lee cigars Friday, April the 12th at noon. That will probably last a few hours. So our home base.
A few hours. We're doing the podcast there that night at like 6.
Yep. Then we'll go Castro's Backroom, Bedford, New Hampshire, Cavalier Cigar event with Nick Goss, Friday, April 12th, 5 to 9 p.m.
Wait, they're having two events on the same night? There's two different events on the same night?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's my name, Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay, then we're going Two Guys Smoke Shop Sale Night with Seabrook, New Hampshire, a night with Al McCallop of McCallop Cigars, Friday, April 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. That's $39.99 per person, advance tickets required. You get a dinner, cigars, and I guess a question and answer period. All right, then we'll go to Twins Line of Dairy, New Hampshire, not just Blowing Smoke Podcast in the 724 Lounge. At 8 p.m., Foundation Cigar Event Saturday, April the 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. Purchase a pack, a 5-pack to get into the round table event with Eduardo Aguilar.
Aguilar.
That's one.
From Foundation and Additional Cigar Limited to 20 people. That's 3-leaf cigars event with Eric, Jim, and Brian on Friday, April the 19th, 4 to 9 p.m. with a DuPont cutter and lighter.
And the barbershop is opening up April 1st.
On the street, yes.
All right, then we'll go to the Ash Cigar Lounge, Kingston, New Hampshire. 1-year anniversary party, Saturday, April 6th. Prohibition night, 6 to 11:30 p.m. That's $15 per person. Advance tickets required. Only a handful of tickets are still available.
Sorry to interrupt, Harvey. One thing, two guys, they're discontinuing or they're renewing the rewards, aren't they?
The Stogie That's, point system is switching over.
That's gone April 1st, right?
April 30th.
Yeah.
So get one more. We're going to make sure that Shallow knows he has thousands of points over. We're going
to
tell him
to use those up. Yep.
Okay, then we're going to go to Grumpy Cigar Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire. Now open at 12 noon Wednesdays through Sundays. They've got Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway and Littleton, New Hampshire. 10% discount for all first responders, veterans. 20% discount for all active duty members. Eli Smoking Lounge, Nashville, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays, all cigar and whiskey, 20% off. Ladies night, Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. And $5 cocktails for the ladies. Diplomat Cigar Lounge, Keene, New Hampshire. Every Monday, it's military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies' nights on Thursdays. There we go. Victory Bar Cigar, Worcester, Mass. The Victory open at Shining Rock Golf Club Monday, June the 10th. That's $600 per foursome. Golf, food, cigars, and more. Support our veterans. Hoorah. Okay, Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge coming through Rhode Island. Dinner for Cure Charity Benefit on Tuesday, April 23rd, 6 p.m. That's $60 per person, includes dinner and 3 cigars. Live music Saturday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Gonna go White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, in Rhode Island, ladies' night Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. with drink specials. Oh, we're still in Rhode Island, Boulevard Grill and Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, in Rhode Island, comedy night Saturday, May the 18th, 6 p.m. That's $3 per person. Then we'll go down to the bottom of Connecticut there, Rhode Island, Connecticut. More there, Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westerly, Rhode Island, military Mondays. All active duty members receive 10% off their individual bill with valid ID. Dapper Cigars with Nick Goss, Friday, April 5th, 6 to 10 p.m. All right, we're going out to the Poconos here. We're going out to Best Cigar Pub, Drunk, Pennsylvania. The Spring Tent Sale, Thursday, April 4th. You gotta go there. We're on the Fall Act Palooza. I got to that tent sale and I saved about $300 or $400.
That's Thursday, April 4th through Saturday, the 6th. So it's 3 days.
Yeah, and Saturday the 6th. That's 3 days. Okay, Buffalo Trace weekend, Thursday, April 11th, Saturday, April 13th, with flights, 3-course meal, cigar pairing, and more. The first annual Smokonos
in the Poconos.
Another one.
Smokonos. Cigar festival on Friday, May 17th through Sunday, May the 19th. VIP, $250 per person, and general admission, $175 per person. So in PA, we had Smoker's Ring Cigar Bar, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Friday night, happy hour party. Friday, April 5th, 6 to 8 p.m. It's $25 per person. Open bar, buffalo chicken pasta, beef burritos.
Fajitas.
Rice and cookies, karaoke, reserved today. Then last but not least, the Cigar Quarters, Hayes City, Florida. King of the Cigars, Anthony's birthday party. Friday, April 19th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's it, folks.
No, there's
one more.
Oh!
You forgot one.
It's 3 points right there.
You got through all those without doing a Harvey, so one last one.
All right, Corona Cigar. I'm sorry. Corona Cigar, Sarasota, Florida. LFD Cigar Event with Lito Daniel Gomez from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Corona Cigar, Sarasota.
Well done.
Okay, that's only three. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
We didn't actually set a bar, so I would have set it at three.
Well, I think you did really good on
Barbie,
that one.
You did better than me.
See what happens when he's not drinking Bud Lights?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's one more thing in the news section that I forgot to mention. I got a little notice from Cigar Craig the other day.
Yes.
The PCA has changed their media pass rule, and media can get in for free now.
Oh.
So you guys coming to New Orleans next year, April 11th to 14th?
It's New Orleans this coming
It's in New Orleans next year, April 11th to 14th.
Ooh.
Well, then you go to New Orleans.
They announced it at the show.
Why April? Not? Chuck said he'd be there.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
I'll be.
Well, you guys can set up at our booth.
Why New Orleans? Is it just, I mean, it's been Vegas for how long?
Well, we used to be in New Orleans, actually. We went to Vegas for a long time, and have a contract, so the contract expires, and they negotiate and figure out where they want to go, so we're back to New Orleans.
Gotcha.
They're making some special exceptions for smoking in places for us during the show.
Right.
Because it's strange. I've been down to New Orleans a lot. I trained all the parishes down there when I was on the job, and you could smoke everywhere, all the lounges, the bars and everything, and it kind of changed. And the last time I was down there, the only place I could smoke a cigar, other than a cigar lounge, was at Pat O'Brien's in the courtyard.
Yeah.
But during the show, there's going to be it's going to open up to a lot of places.
Well, Pat O'Brien sounds like a great place.
Yeah. You got to go there and have a hurricane.
Yeah,
you
gotta, I mean,
and watch the fire.
It's going to be a fun time. The music, the food, the people. It's going to be really nice.
I might be going to Pat O'Brien's in Ireland. I don't know if they have a. I'm going to Ireland in August, so
you're gonna. I'll set you up at the Burn in Ireland.
There's a burn in Ireland.
We got a burn in Ireland.
Where?
Yeah. I don't know. I got to figure it out.
All right,
I'll give you an address.
Are you gonna talk? We gonna talk? I'm going to Ireland Labor Day weekend. All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be smoking some Rockies over there. So
awesome.
I gotta talk to you about.
I'm gonna talk to my Irish friends and find an address where you can go and smoke.
Yeah,
we're gonna call it the Burn Lounge Ireland.
Well, Dave, is our Ireland the second country behind U.S. for listeners? Still,
I don't know.
It's up there. All right, so folks, Ireland, folks, I'm going to Ireland.
You know I'm half Irish, right? I might go with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm down.
All my family's in Kilkenny.
I'm from Cork. My family's from Cork. So we're
kick your ass in soccer.
All right, I don't give a about soccer.
Football.
Quick story. I won't go as long as Alex because Alex goes on forever, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Mr. Fluoride?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So that was a segment.
That's cool, man.
I'm going
Who scored
Ireland.
In this Bruins game?
Hey, let me know. Email in if there's any good places. Hook up. I'm going with family. Labor Day weekend.
Wait, you going with family?
Yeah.
That changes the list.
Well, no. I heard Pasternak's going to be there. I think he scored a goal.
Shut the He's from like Czechoslovakia or something. He's not Irish, so I'll be going there. But yeah, I gotta talk to you about transportating cigars over.
Easy, I got you,
okay. Mike.
Got
you. He'll have his bells on, ready to go.
We'll make a couple calls. You'll be fine.
All right, sounds good.
He knows a guy. He knows a guy.
Yes, sir.
It's all right. We'll see you there, Mike.
The Scottish are the real ones.
Oh, shut up.
So, countries.
You're outnumbered, buddy. Sorry.
It's all right.
Ireland is not the second country.
What second country? Australia. Kazakhstan?
East Timor.
It's U.S., then Canada, then Australia, Netherlands, Romania, Singapore, Sweden, U.K., Denmark, Mexico, Lithuania, Malta, Thailand, Japan, Germany, the DR, Guam, Hong Kong, Belgium, Jamaica. Then Ireland.
Wow.
Okay.
Jesus, Ireland's Let's hear the whole list. Dave.
Italy, France. The whole list is 89 countries.
Let's hear them. I mean, you've already
New
said
Zealand,
10 of
India,
them.
New Zealand, India, Taiwan, Afghanistan, Norway, Russian Federation.
How many listeners from India?
Venezuela, UAE, Chile,
well, Rocky
Colombia.
Patel that pulls them in.
Maldives, South America, Spain, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, Saudi.
Austria,
let's go.
Philippines, Greece, Israel, Switzerland, Poland, Puerto Rico, Indonesia.
Jesus
Hungary, Christ. Finland, Turkey, Aruba, Honduras.
We're worldwide.
Qatar, Vietnam, Bulgaria, Belarus. It just keeps going.
Oh, I got some friends in Belarus. I do.
I think we have to go to every country and do a podcast.
And
now we're talking.
Belarus and Texas.
I think I'm going to skip the Afghanistan one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, the guy's on a satellite radio trying to call for help, and he's listening to the podcast.
Hey, he's listening to bells.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Have you seen those guys in Afghanistan? Like, they're on the monkey bus.
They're fit.
Thinking that they're, like, ready to go, you know, to take on the SEALs.
All right, Shane Gillis.
So should we... I noticed a lot of people are down to the last couple inches. Should we rate these cigars?
That's what she said.
Hey, you know what? I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this was a good one.
Just so everybody knows, the bourbon's flowing. So.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes, it is.
It's Good Friday. I'm going to go to confession Monday. I'll be fine.
But on this podcast, they flat out said, if you have 3 inches and she can't feel it, that's her problem. Not yours.
Actually makes sense.
Words of wisdom.
Your t-shirt went from saying red socks, red S-O-X. Now it says S-O-C-K-S. You got to go to the gym, dude.
If you had my hip and knees, you wouldn't understand. Go to
the gym. Wait, hold on, Mike. So I gotta give Bill a lot of credit.
This small, medium, large, XL, XL, the red socks, SOCKS size.
I gotta give Bill a lot of credit. So we did a podcast at Grumpy's with the Big Sky crew, and we were talking about, like, you know, carrying and all that stuff.
And, yeah, Alex and Mike.
He had one in his hip, one in his
knee. And he looked right at Bill and was like, oh, this guy must be packing an AK under that thing. He took it like a champ.
I haven't had that cigar yet. Decent? Is it good?
Yeah, actually, it's very good.
I'm going to try that.
Very good.
I've seen it.
So I just tried the Bitterroot, actually, the other day. Believe it or not, not to discredit Big Sky, but Twins threw it in their little $6 bargain bin. And I was like, oh, look at that, a Big Sky. It was a Bitterroot. Very good cigar.
I like that.
That's a good
Bitterroot. So the wife and I almost, we love Montana. I've been there a lot doing my trainings when I was on the job. And that Bitterroot Valley, it's freaking amazing. If you're listening and you live there, God bless you. Yeah. It's beautiful. You know, you get all the atmosphere and beautiful. I love
but
it.
Even their staple cigar, which is like an average run-of-the-mill, it's the Yellowstone. That's what they call it. Honestly, a very good smoke.
I have to try them. I'm going to have to get a couple of them.
I recommend the one.
I think you two should get a room right now.
Alex. How do you know we don't have one already?
Alex, it's easy to take jokes about my weight because the last time I went to the beach, a bunch of people came over and said, roll them back in.
Find the wet spot.
No, what? They whale, put them back in the water?
No, out of the Big Sky, I think the Blackfoot's my favorite.
You like that one?
Yeah, I would highly recommend that one.
Really? Madison's
nice,
really good,
full
too.
Bar. Yeah, nice full body.
I got to get a few of those.
Madison's a good medium body, like a Corojo.
The Minnow wasn't bad, either.
What's the Blackfoot wrapper?
Maduro.
Maduro wrapper, yeah. Yep.
All right, this is good. All right. Back to our regular schedule.
Yeah, back to this here. Okay, so it's time for the rating.
Yeah, we're
I give it an 11.
I give you 11.
All right, Spocky, what do you got?
I really enjoyed the cigar. It started off really light and airy, but you still got plenty of flavor. I was getting a little bit of like a fruit flavor, just like a touch of it, like maybe like a date or something.
Well, you are fruity.
Yeah, feeling a little fruity. The retrohale, amazingly smooth. And then it kind of like thickened up as it went through, and it was really good cigar. I give it a 9.2. Nice. I enjoy this one.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll jump on. I like it. It's a very good smoke, something I would buy again.
Good.
And that's hard for me to say. You know what I mean? If I'm going to buy it again, you know, this cigar.
You had it, and then you're like, I'll try that again.
The cigars that I'll buy again for myself, and then the cigars I'll buy again to hand out, you know, it's like.
Is that for you, or is that the hand out?
No, I would take this. I would smoke this again.
Thank you. I like the hand out.
Mike, can you take the gun away from his head?
Oh, you saw that?
Oh, believe me. There's one in his hip. But no, this is a very good smoke, very well constructed. Didn't have to touch it up once. We were sitting here shooting the having a good time. Didn't have to relight it, anything like that. So the construction is very well. The flavor profile, I would like more. That's my own personal opinion. I would like a little more flavor profile out of it.
Let's go.
But still a very good smoke. You know what? You can suck a bag of dicks over there, all right? Relax. But yes, very good smoke. I would probably rate this, and Mike, I'm very harsh on my
ratings. I know, we've done this before, I know. I know.
I'm going to give this.
So it's only a 9.5?
Nope. I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it an 8.8 on this one.
All right. That's in the top third of your ratings.
Yeah, it's like a top 10 for me.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
Yep.
And I respect that rating profile you have. It's good.
I'm going to make this short and sweet, like I usually do.
That's what she said.
There you go, Mike. Thank you. It's burning well. It's smoking well. No, it's a good medium-bodied cigar. I'm going to give this 8.75. Barnabas?
Okay, Barnabas. Here we go. So I like to smoke. I did have to relight it a couple times, but that's because I'm putting it down and laughing too hard at you guys. Yeah. So that goes a long
way.
It's
those long-winded jokes that Nick was talking about.
Exactly. You know, so, it's a really good smoke. I think as time goes on, this would be one of those that if you smoke it right away, you're going to enjoy it. If you put it in your humidor and let it sit for about a month and a half, 2 months, I think it'll change.
Well, don't forget, you're getting these from the PCA, airship stuff. So when this thing's released, it's going to have a lot more age on it. It's going to change a little bit.
It'll change a lot. And it's a great smoke. I gave it an 8.5. I thought it was really strong, for flavoring, wise. Smooth all the way through. Good draw. Good construction. You know, box press. I always like the box press.
Paco Steve, you smoking this thing?
I am. Almost done.
Yeah. Almost done.
Almost done.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. It's funny, when I first lit it up, my lips were burning, and I was thinking, this is going to be a pepper bomb, but it's not. It's medium, and it's nice, and it's perfect.
Thanks.
I'd give this an 8.75.
Nice. It's a good rating.
Okay, Bill.
So last week we had that Aganorsa, and I gave that the highest rating I've given anything that I've had on here. And this
I'll take credit for that.
This is one... point below it for me. 9.6.
Nice, thank you.
9.6, wow.
It's right up my alley.
Okay, that leaves me.
It fits your profile.
Yeah, definitely fits. It's universal profile.
Yeah, I think anybody can smoke this.
Yeah, it's not...
It's like if you're more of a mild to medium person, you could grab this. It's not going to... And I think that's with a lot of our stuff, with the aging, like... Yeah. I hate the word strong. I really do. I wish people wouldn't use the word strong in cigars.
Well, you're definitely not strong.
I would say it's if you're a mild to medium guy, it's just a little more full flavor. It's got a little more richness to it.
So there's,
but it's not going to make you sick. It's not.
So what you're saying to that, there's two different things here, right? There's strength, which is the nicotine strength that you're getting out of it, that like, holy
And I don't feel that with any of our cigars. Maybe the Tabacaro Hammer made. That was pretty freaking
strong.
Yeah,
the conviction a little bit. You get a little more strength out of that. You know, I'll give you that. But, like, there's strength that's going to, like, just punch you right in the dick.
Right.
Right? And then there's flavor. Right.
And that's what I love.
You know what I mean? I like the flavor. I like complex flavors. I want to feel something out of this. You know what I mean? But, yes, Dave.
I agree.
So the cigar that will kick you in the nuts is the Winter Blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rocky
Winter. Have we done that on the show before?
No.
We have to sneak that one in there sometime this year.
So. We'll kick everybody.
What was the other one had in the five-pack? Cold or something? There's a Winter Blend and there's one. Royal.
Oh, the Royale. Yeah. So that's a little
strong too,
flavor bomb, too.
And then
the
Nish Bold is also pretty good, too.
Yeah.
High up there. All right. So the cigar burned great. Good draw. Great flavor. Medium right down the middle.
Yeah,
I think they nailed that medium thing right there. Price point on this thing is phenomenal.
You're smoking a Robusto, $11.
Yeah, you can't beat that. It's right in there with the Unica.
Yeah,
that's like a $10 cigar, or maybe $9 and without the taxes.
Right,
But it's right in there with that. I will give this a 9.1. It's very nice. Look at how that's burning great.
8.9, I got.
Yep. 8.957, so
nice.
Could round it up to a 9.
Yeah, that's right there. That's right. That's a good spot. They all can't be 9 something.
So absolutely. And Mike, you and I were talking before the show, and I told you that one of my favorites that is on the market right now is a collaboration between my father and Tatuaje.
Beautiful,
and that's the La Union.
The Union's great.
Right? Expensive price point, $60 a stick. In my opinion. That is one of the best sticks on the market right now. I truly feel, and I know him, so if you want me to, talk to him and we can make something happen. I think you and Terrence should get together.
That would be nice.
And we should have, a Rocky Patel, Aganorsa.
And
we haven't done a collaboration like that. Again, who am I? You know, it's all up to the powers that be, Rocky and Nish and those guys, but... I like those collaborations. I think that we could put some stuff, nice stuff together. I'm with
you. You're the right-hand man to Rocky.
I might need to go with him and say, hey.
So it's hey, hey, you know what? Let's make us, you know, let's pretend I'm Rocky.
Ooh, yeah.
And let's make a cigar for Aganorsa, and let's have Aganorsa make a cigar for us.
Well,
and let's
see what, I wouldn't be sad to try that cigar.
Well,
that's
Mike,
for sure.
Mike, that being said, Aganorsa is beating out Rocky right now for the cigar of the year.
Are they?
So
we haven't smoked the Year of the Dragon yet.
Yeah, well, yeah. But Terrence is coming on, so we'll have to see how things play out. I'm just saying.
That's Supreme Leaf they have. I don't know if you've had it.
Which one?
The Aganorsa Supreme Leaf.
I haven't had it. We talked about it earlier.
We had it in the Figurado, but the Robusto, or the, what is it? It's a 4.5 by 50. It's, what do they call it? A something unique name.
4.5 by 50, like a Petit Coronado.
It's a Coroma Gordo.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't it more like a Petit Corona?
No, well, it is. No, Petit Robusto, but they have a unique name for it. I forget what it is. But anyways, yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, someone mentioned to that idea earlier.
I don't even know how it happens. Maybe I need you to say, hey, Rocky, what's up with these collaborations? Are we going to do one? You never know.
Well,
you never know.
The closest thing you have to a collaboration is the Java. You do that with Drew Estate.
Yeah.
It's not even really a collaboration. It's more like... You know, it's the blend, but, and we don't do flavored tobaccos. It ruins all our tobacco factories. So,
let's be serious. I think Aganorsa being in one of my wheelhouses. I love Aganorsa. Like,
do you?
There is not an Aganorsa that I can smoke that I can say this sucks.
Yeah,
no,
why did I buy that?
They're really good.
Yeah,
there isn't, like, even if I went to a cheap Aganorsa, I'm like, holy. This is still pretty good.
Do they make the silver wrapper, that silver foil on it?
But I feel the same way about Rocky. Like, I can have a cheaper Rocky, and actually Rocky Patel himself was like, after he knew what I smoked and at that event we had in Laconia, he was like, oh, you should try the Quarter Century. I think that's your blend. And he's 100% right. I tried it. I was like, holy okay, this is a good cigar, right? So if we were to take these two amazing blends and, like, let's collaborate. Let's make something happen.
I think there's some magic there.
Okay, we need to work on that. We're going to get into controversy corner. But Pat just left. Pat just went to the boys' room there.
All right. That's so controversy corner. Let's hit
the... Talking about the three powers to be. Being a half an hour down the road, you didn't go to the funeral or the wake.
Well, Pat wanted to talk about the
Pat wanted to talk about the ship trip.
Oh, there's a controversy around that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God.
The Pentagon's a controversy, too. Come on, guys.
So, guys, I'm gonna throw it out there. Yeah, so we had a ship take down an entire bridge just randomly. Just took down a bridge at 1:30 in the morning.
Amazing video, too. Right?
Amazing
videos.
They were on point on the videos. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pretend that I'm Pat McGroin, and I believe everything I see on the internet. and I'm going to say, wow, you know, when you watch that video, yes, it's so funny.
Tell me he's not trying to save the little implosions that brought the bridge down.
Oh, when you watch those videos,
I was going to shoot that right in the ground.
So hold on. You're on deck, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Spocky is on deck, right? Because you watch these videos, and one of the biggest controversies is, wow, you look at all these charge points that just all of a sudden go up in flames as the bridge is going down, okay? So my take on that is, well, bridges have electricity running to them for their lights and for this.
Oh, it's coming back. See if he brings it up on his own.
And then I'm going to bring it into my electrician friend over here and say, so, if a bridge was to go down in flames, is an electrical fire something to spark these charges?
So it's not... Yeah, if you actually zoom in on the video of the... "quote unquote explosions," it's, you can clearly see that it's two arcing wires that are arcing to, you can see the string of electricity going between the two. Yeah, I've zoomed. You know, I've seen so many videos of that, and like, you know, I saw one the other day that was like, "Oh, look at these explosions!" And I'm like, "No, like," and they zoom in the video, and you see the trail from one side to the other. I'm like, "That's not an explosion. That's a." That's a full-on arc.
That's an arc. All right.
So you know, there's some heavy voltage going across those bridges.
How high would it be the time that ship hitting the bridge and the explosions.
I know.
Unless some guy was sitting there with a remote control saying, oh, okay, but he presses the button, you know?
Exactly. The only, because, like, I ask the question with every one of these controversies when it comes to an event like this. What does the government have to gain from trashing a bridge?
Yeah, we're losing shipping. We're losing all kinds of
stuff. The only thing that I can see why the government has any gain to do with this is, so Biden came out, going down to Fox News territory. Biden came out when the bridge collapsed. Oh, the federal government's going to pay for it. You know, like, don't got to worry about a thing. Well, that's how the government works, is they're going to put a bill for the bridge, but in there there's going to be millions of dollars to freaking Ukraine, and, you know, they hide all that junk in there. That's
pork.
Just, you know, yeah.
Absolutely.
And why is the federal government getting involved in paying for this bridge at all?
Right.
The bridge was insured. The company of the boat that hit the bridge
right.
is
insured.
It doesn't
add up, right?
Yeah, there's no reason for, like, any taxpayer money to go to that. It's all insured.
So I got a few things to say. No. Listen to this. I got a few things to say about this controversy, but I forget whatever the government, the senators say and representatives say about time, but I'm going to give my time over to Alex because he deserves his time tonight. He hasn't had enough to say tonight. So go ahead, Alex.
I'll let you talk in a sec. Here's my take. Guys, let's get back to what happens. All right? Like, watch the video.
The boat lost power.
Twice.
Yeah.
The boat lost power twice.
You can see it.
And it's had accidents before.
And it's had accidents
before. It crashed into a dock before.
Yeah. Whoever's piloting this boat has no clue what they're doing. They tried their best to drop an anchor to say, oh, we're going to hit something. Let's drop an anchor and try to maneuver. And it didn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a problem in saying that happens?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Because the pilot of the ship is...
Captain.
Captain.
He's
well,
a captain.
Well, the pilot, just so you guys know, the people piloting the ship, two of them, were local people from Baltimore that were... It wasn't the ship captain. It was,
oh, so they knew the bridge had to be replaced, so they said, it.
The people that were piloting the ship actually worked for the Baltimore Harbor, like the tugboat people. They were the pilots. They were bringing it out so the guys that actually captained the ship could take over once it got through the harbor and everything.
Well, was
that is fact.
I heard something about a Ukrainian.
Oh my god!
Born Ukrainian being in control of the ship, and then I also heard that the CEO of the shipping company was owned by the sister-in-law of Mitch McConnell's. Yes, you haven't heard of this. Yeah, sister-in-law of Mitch McConnell's wife, yes.
Was that the National Enquirer?
She was the CEO of the company, yes. And she died a week before on a mysterious car. She was in a car and drowned. You know, it was a suicide. You know, we all know about, you know, drownings, you know, of famous people, you know, via, you know, government, you know.
She had information on Hillary Clinton. She didn't speak about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I think about when I saw that story?
You start connecting dots and getting more information. It doesn't just happen, okay?
Like crazy.
It
does just happen
But
sometimes.
You know what? Maybe it's because of my background, but when I heard that story and I heard the 911 tape, you heard the dispatch tapes and everything, my immediate thought was, what the f***? What a f***ing brave f***ing cop that he got the call. He had like a minute and a half. He showed up. He stopped traffic. And on the radio, he's like, I'm stopping traffic. And as soon as I get the traffic stopped, I'm going to race across the bridge and try to stop traffic on the other end. So now you have a police officer in Baltimore, definitely underpaid, unrespected.
Risking his life.
You know, and he's there like, he knows, he sees a ship coming. It's going to hit the bridge. And he was like stopping traffic and said, I'm going to get it back in my car and drive across this bridge that's probably going to freaking collapse and stop it on the other side because he didn't know what was going on the other side. Like, again, sorry. Being a cop.
No.
So, I think of that. I think of that guy.
It's
like,
an attaboy.
Like, what would I do? Would I be like, I got this side stopped. I ain't going on that bridge. Like,
did he survive that or no?
He did. He never went across because he was there stopping traffic. And he's like, holy bridge is down. Call everybody, you know. But that guy was going to actually get in his cruiser and drive across the bridge as his ship's getting ready to hit it.
Yeah.
Which, that's when I think about Officer Dilla.
Yeah.
And I think about all those officers that gave their lives, you know, in the line of duty. That's serious, man, you know?
Bill, what do you got?
First, I have to agree with you. Sometimes things happen. I think it was just a tragic accident. But secondly, what is more concerning to me is when the bridge came down and hit the ship, several of the containers it hit and broke open had toxic waste in them.
That's scary, actually. Yeah.
That bothers me for what's in the water, what's that going to do to any fishing, what's the toxic waste?
That's pretty scary.
That's going to cause? That bothers me more than the fact that I think it was just a bad accident. And I'm sorry people lost their lives and got hurt.
It's a bad accident.
I'm having a hard time grasping that that's actually something intentional.
I think sometimes a spade's a spade.
Why would it be?
A missile. It's just kind of really
I think they do a really good job at making things look like a bad accident when they're not.
But why?
Why do what they did?
Why is it an accident?
What's the end game?
The end game is to destroy this economy, right?
How?
Cripple this economy.
It's already
Yeah, but cripple it even more, all right?
Touche. Why don't do it in Baltimore? Why not do it in New York or L.A.?
The election's, 6 months away?
Yeah.
There's plenty of time. I mean, they've been warning us for many months, if not a year, that many more of these, what do they call them, bluebirds or something like that, where these, 9/11-esque things could happen. And I think this is just one thing to show that things to come. And
when they do the investigation, that means the National Transportation Organization, all the FBI, everybody has to fake that they didn't know there were explosives involved. Because if there was explosives involved, they'd be able to find it.
Absolutely.
So all these organizations in the federal government are going to have to be in cahoots to say that we did it, but we're not going to say anything. Coming from that background, we don't do that.
Just put this on one more level.
The FBI raided a person.
P. Diddy.
No, it wasn't P. Diddy. They raided I just saw a quick snippet. I wasn't have to, because I work today, but I wasn't able to watch the whole thing. But they raided someone's house for no reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I feel like that happens every day.
In Baltimore?
I'll look into it and I'll send it to you. But yeah, the FBI is raiding people's houses for random reasons. Yeah,
but hold on. Let's put this on a different level of things. All right. So if you want to go down to bridges falling, right? And I agree. I feel like this bridge just fell like a thing of pickup sticks.
It was like a sack of potatoes.
It just fell. Yeah. Like holy, like wow.
Well, it's 50 years old.
Yeah, but you know what? With what he just said, it's 50 years old. So the biggest thing, if you really want to talk about a controversy, the biggest thing in this country right now is let's push electric vehicles, electric cars, electric this, electric that.
You can't
all
sell
this
gas
bullshit.
No more.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if everybody in Massachusetts was driving an electric vehicle and you were sitting in morning traffic on the Tobin Bridge, that motherfucker
would be late for work.
You wouldn't be late for work. You'd be in the fucking river.
Yeah.
That bridge cannot handle the weights.
Right.
Okay?
An
electric vehicle weighs as much as a semi-truck. So imagine that times 10 sitting
Damn,
on the Tobin Bridge.
Ready for that.
It's going
ready
for to it. Fall. All right? So if you want to put it to a next level.
They're doing it in a different way.
Exactly.
Okay. Enough of that.
Keep on going. I'm interested.
That's it.
Keep on going, Alex.
It's scary.
No.
We have to move along here. We're running way over. Okay. So what he's saying is they're so heavy that no one's taking that into account. All right. Okay. Anyway, it's true too.
I want to mention. I saved the cigar just for tonight. Specifically,
we don't even make those anymore.
Yeah. The 20th anniversary Rocky Patel Maduro. And I just lit this up, and this is a phenomenal cigar. This is way better than what we just smoked. I mean, it's got a lot of age on it, and that's the difference right there. But it is a great cigar. So
we don't make it. We couldn't keep up with the tobacco, so we just discontinued it. Yeah.
So, but if you can find these, I mean, it's a great cigar.
Okay, so time to recap the cigar.
I do that.
What do you think?
I love it. I mean, I think you're hurting yourself if you don't try it. It's a great cigar.
Yep.
A lot of work went into it. For the price point, you get some really nice aged tobaccos in there. We're happy with it. I think anybody can smoke this. I think if you're a mild to medium guy, it's not going to kill you, not going to make you sick. If you're a medium to plus guy, you're going to get a little bit of what you need. Maybe it's not as full as you want, like you said, but you're going to get some nice flavors in there for the price point.
I'm just upset that you sprung that on us and we now have to wait a month and a half to get them.
I know. So I know, the Year of the Dragon's coming out first, and then that one's next. So
I want to try that.
End of May.
This is my play. I'm gonna buy like two or three of these wherever I first find them. Smoke one that night, try it out, and I'm going to save the other two for like 6 months in advance of that. Yeah. And I think that 6 months more is going to make a big difference, if not 9 or 12 months.
That mm-hmm. Connecticut shade and broadleaf, I love it. I wish we used it more.
Yep.
I think supply is an issue with that.
Yep.
It's not easy to get. And it brings out some nice flavors. I think it's a nice balance.
So you guys used the Pennsylvania and the DBS.
Yes.
Is there plans or to use any more Pennsylvania in the future?
Yes.
You're just aging it.
Yes.
All right. Excited
it's
for
in,
that.
It's in the house.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Do you know, I mean, I understand you not disclosing this information, but do you know, like, years in advance of things coming into play, have some ideas?
Yes. All right. Yeah. Yeah. We got some stuff we've been testing, blending.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know what's going on. You're in the circle.
We got things in the mix.
Yeah.
You never know. There might be something coming out soon. You never know.
Right. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, time to wrap her up.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks to the panel. Mr. Sparky.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show of absolute nonsense. Well, this is a great cigar. Mike, always a pleasure seeing you.
Same, man.
And always great to be at the shack. Everybody have a nice week.
Looks the GC, always almost done.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
That's right. Always almost done, because you know what they say, once you're done, so is the fun.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you there, Miserable Nick. If you want to write in with your latest and greatest comedy, please hit me up. Let's make it happen. Mike, thank you for being on.
Thanks, brother. Good to be with you.
Awesome time.
Reverend Harvey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, it's great to be back with all these conspirators and all these things going on. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. And I'm back for the time being until my doctor says otherwise. So keep on listening, and we'll be on next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, pat me groin.
I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
So a couple of things. Did I miss local spotlight? Did we?
We didn't do local spotlight.
Okay.
We're at the shack.
Right. Well, we're at the shack, and those containers out front look amazing with those pansies out there. I don't know who dressed those up. They did a great job, though. Okay. So check out the flowers out front. I mean, tonight.
Yeah, I was spitting into them earlier.
Oh, you were, honestly, I took a piss.
I'm gonna piss on him in about 3 minutes.
Hey, Mike, I just said that. I'm gonna take a piss
Bill's
out
about
there.
To piss on him now.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, thanks, Mike, for giving us
You're
a cigar.
Welcome,
it was great, and I'm excited to try that again. And I'm gonna give the rest of my time to Alex over here.
Mm-hmm. All right, Taco Steve,
Taco Light, baby. I love tacos, I love tacos, I eat tacos all the time. Give me
Hey folks, another fun night and another great cigar. Seems like every week the cigars are very, very good. I don't think we've had a rating below an 8 in
long time.
Nope.
Hang on. You want to be on? What's that? Say that again?
He wasn't there for your wonderful cigar you brought to the secret place.
Oh yeah, that was a dud.
Undisclosed location.
The undisclosed location. Yep.
This was a very, very smooth cigar. Very nice. Could smoke it all the time.
Okay, Barnabas.
Thanks again for having me on again, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Mike, for being here.
You're welcome.
For Paul and the Scarf, the Tobacco Shack for having us here and hosting. We had a great time, and it is a great smoke. That is a great smoke. And it's one of those that, as time goes on, I guarantee it'll get better and better. So if you're looking for a good price point, something to try differently, try that Rocky Patel.
The gold label.
The gold label box press.
All right. And we got Wild Will. That body. Girl, look at that
body. I work out. Well, it was a wonderful time. Mike, as always, a pleasure. And as much as it pains me to say I agree with Alex, I think a collaboration between Agonosa and Rocky would be amazing.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Our special guest, Mike the Cop, straight from the PCA.
Yes. My voice made it through the show. I was happy about that. But thanks for having me again, you guys. I love you guys.
Hey, we
love
being at the mic off.
Is my mic off? It might be off. I don't know. Shut Mike's mic off.
Alex,
but it's been a great night. Everybody out there, you're going to be listening to this podcast after you're all full of your ham and scalloped potatoes for Easter. Hope you had a great weekend, and I love being on here. Try this cigar, and love you guys. Back to blue. And by the way, as Hamill would say, free Cuba.
Yeah!
All right, this is your humble announcer producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
To the man! The man!
Thanks to the listeners. You made it through another one on social media. Tag us, Cigar Hacks, all over the usual channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
Send us an email, CigarHacks@CigarHacks.com. Like Miserable Nick. Love you, Miserable Nick. That was good stuff there. Okay, see you next time on Cigar Hacks. Remember, we're just a bunch of hacks, talking cigars, boats crashing into bridges, good cigars, etc.